Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and thank you for this wonderful word chapter we're going through, Father God, pursuing your love, Lord, your perfect love that casts out all fear and transforms us because we are beholding your glory, your splendor, and we've been transformed from glory to glory. So thank you for opening our ears so that our eyes can see that which you have proportioned for us today, Lord. Your will be done today and every day. And so as a deer pants for water, so our soul, our will, our intellect and emotions embrace this wonderful love that has brought about the God quality of life to us. And we thank you, Lord, for your presence upon us and upon our community, South Africa, Africa, and the world, that you live and you're alive and you're working and you're drawing all men out of darkness into your wonderful love. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading 1 Corinthians 14, verse 8 to 13. If the trumpet makes an uncertain sound, who will prepare for battle? So likewise you, unless you utter by the tongue words easy to understand, how will it be known what is spoken? For you will be speaking into the air. There are, it may be, so many kinds of languages in the world, and none of them is without significance. Therefore, if I do not know the meaning of the language, I shall be a foreigner to him who speaks, and he who speaks will be a foreigner to me. Even so you, since you are zealous for spiritual gifts, let it be for the edification of the church that you seek to excel. Therefore, let him who speaks in a tongue pray that he may interpret.
Hallelujah. I just, you know, perceive here what is happening is one of the first signs of the gifts of the Spirit. And therefore, if you've got the gifts of the Spirit, you've got the favor of God, you're in the right place, where God is blessing you and sharing his glory, because he shares his splendor and his glory to the spiritual. And so what happened when God started extending his kingdom and bringing people in, the first sign of his favor upon them was the Spirit being poured out and the gift of tongues. So here Paul is talking about the necessity of tongues, building yourself up, getting understanding, but yes, building yourself up, but he also speaks about it needs to go further, and we need to pray for understanding, pray for interpretation, because as the word is saying here, and that what good if a bugle lets out a sound, but that sound is not relevant to attitude or action. It's the sound that goes out, as I shared yesterday, about when the shofar would blow, it would blow in a certain way for gathering for war. And then it would blow in another way so as to come and worship or come to one of the feasts. So in the same way, yes, as we draw close to the Lord, as morning by morning he wakens our ear to see what we need to see, we need to clearly portray that with words. God's word was Jesus. Amen. He is the word. And what does that word convey? Thoughts and attitudes of God, what God wanted us to know and wants us to know. And it's still exactly the same now. Our fellowship is with the Father and Son. And so we may know what has freely been given to us by the Spirit. So our fellowship, and what is fellowship? Well, why are you in fellowship? Why are you in fellowship? It's because you're getting to know. This is eternal life. You know the Father and Son. And when you know the Father and Son, you know what is required, and you're letting everyone else know it as well. Because you've been enlightened, you can enlighten others as well. So Paul is encouraging us here to be zealous for spiritual gifts, and let the spiritual gifts be for the edification, the upliftment, the motivation of the church, the ecclesia, the bride, the people of God. And that's why it's necessary to go further. It's not just being born again in the kingdom, receive the Spirit, speaking in tongues, but go further, go into the love of God, go into the fellowship on a daily basis, and wake up to the love, the perfect love, so that you can share the perfect love, because people need communicators. You need to communicate in word and attitude and action. So there's a wonderful little saying. He says, preach at all times, sometimes with words. But the encouragement here is to get the word of God, draw close, get the word of God, and then share the word of God. It's coming from the throne room. There is so much junk being thrown around. But that's why we need to just stay enlightened, stay in tune. And again, that's why the day by day is so important. And stick to the measure that he gives you every day. And you're just building, you're growing from a babe to a young man into a spiritual father being led by the Spirit. And that's the purpose of God. Amen.
Amen.